And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've got a smile on my face and a glass of chocolate milk in my hand.
Nice.
Yes, I have. It's a full-on punk show this week. Thanks for joining us. Fuckwits. Listening to Midnight Configuration underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I realised I said that in a bit of a rush, didn't I? I may slow down. That was the Fuckwits and Scars on Sunday. And I don't know if it's the best way to get in touch with them, but certainly a way to find out more about them is to go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/thefuckwits.
No, it's not. I only asked you the other week. It's myspace.com/fuckwits. I think I may have got it wrong last time.
Oh.
So, I'll give you a point back for the other week, so well done, you lost by one less.
Okay.
But this week is Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. Got some sad news for you this week, Tony.
Right, okay.
I don't know whether you're aware, but polystyrene from X-ray specs has died of breast cancer. It was a longish fight, and she was only 53 years old, and it's a real... It's not just a loss to punk, it's a loss to music. She was a very interesting character, and... they had some great songs. Oh, do you remember Oh Bondage Up Yours?
I don't think so. I don't think I've heard much X-Ray Specs.
Well, I suggest you do. They've got an album called Germ Free Adolescence, which is widely regarded as one of the best albums of all time. And one of the tracks on it is a track I'm going to play now, in honour of Polly Styron, who will be screaming somewhere in the sky, no doubt, because she seemed to be very, very good at that for a very, very long time. Even Johnny Rotten, who wasn't very good at dishing out praise at the time, said, "She's mental." I think he said she was superb, and he wasn't wrong. What I want to know is, Tony, what is X-Ray Specs' website?
xraispecs.com.
It's not, it's x-raispecs.com. So very close, but no cigar once again. Poorly been internet too. Tony Neil. This is a really, really brilliant song. I'll tell you who likes this song. Emma from the Smears. You know the Smears?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is one of her favourite songs as well. And one of mine. This is Warrior in Woolworth. Listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said that a little bit better. Now, if the links appear a little short this week, it's because we really overdid them last week. One was 11 minutes long. It was ridiculous. So I'm quite happy to keep things short this week, and I don't think we're going to have any problem with that, are we, when I ask you, do you have any podcast addict comments?
we don't know. None. Zip. Nada.
So do you think it's bust again?
I think it's bust. I've tried voting from two different accounts and never received the email to confirm my vote, and I've tried it on a third account and that didn't work, so I think it's bugging. And we've had none in a week, so I'm suspicious.
That would suggest it's gone again.
Yeah. If anybody's voted this week and has had problems, then drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com, just so I know what's going on. The forums are useless, they're all spammed up. As usual. Yeah, the top 20 posts are all Viagra related. So,
it's not all bad.
No, that's handy for a bit.
Yeah, anyway. Right. So basically, we want people to go to the Facebook page, don't we?
Yeah. So it's just search for Punky in Facebook, and it's the radio station one, isn't it? So
there's two. There's a page and a group, and we want you to like Punky Radio.
Yeah.
And then leave your comments on there that you would formerly have done on Podcast Alley. But it's a shame, but like MySpace, it's just run out of steam, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I think no one's on it anymore, and the show's not been updated since September on it. It's going. Oh well,
it's ill, isn't it?
It's ill.
It's ill. So we are approaching our 300th show, and we want you, the listeners, to tell us your favourite songs for the 300th show. And most of you are on Facebook. Why don't you leave a comment on the Punky Radio Facebook page, telling us your favourite song that you've heard on the show over the nearly 6 years?
Yeah,
and we'll do our best to play it for you on the 300th show.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's one other way we'd really like you to help out. What's that, Tony?
iTunes reviews. Please do reviews at iTunes. A few reviews make a massive amount of difference to us. If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left hand side is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page where you can log in and review us. As I say, one or two reviews makes a massive difference into the featured rankings of iTunes. So if you give us a review, 5 stars only, we'll read out the review. I'll read the US, Paul reads the UK. If you're not in either, drop me an email with the review in and I'll read it out. tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it should make such a difference, but it does. So it means if you leave a single review for us, a lot more people are going to hear the bands we play, and that's what the whole thing's for. Right, next band up, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pleased to say are reforming for a few gigs, having been split up for a few years. And, God, we first played these on the Punk and Disorderly radio show on Pantsfield 10 Cop.
Yeah.
This is the Parkinsons. Listen to the Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We have actually got a new bed from Marv. And thank you very much, Marv. What I'm going to do is I'm going to launch it on, guess what?
Show 300?
The 300th show, that's right. And I may have another bed for you by then as well. Because, you know, we like to shake things up when we reach an anniversary, don't we?
Yeah.
I like to shake things up in my kitchen, hence me having a chocolate milk.
Ah, very nice.
Oh yeah, age 41, I'm still cutting it rock and roll style. Did you do anything over Easter?
I chilled and then I went to watch Thor last night. to it. It was previewing last night, I think it's just opened. So it's Thor in 3D.
What's really Thor
good.
Like?
Really good. Really good. A bit Shakespearean like in its settings. It's like classic of it. The father and the two sons who are kind of jealous of each other and set in the Norse legends and things. But then it's a comic
book
film.
I love Thor.
It's really good.
I hope there was plenty of hammer action.
There was quite a decent amount of hammering.
Brilliant.
But I watched it in 3D and it's not worth it. Just watch it in 2D. Because it's
but
dark.
Is it one of these films that... Is it properly made in 3D or is it one of these 2D films that they just 3D up?
Yeah, they converted it. So yeah. It opens in the dark at night. I'm sat in a dark room with dark glasses on. It's not right. And the action scenes, a lot of them are dark as well, so...
Right.
It's not worth it.
So you don't have to make a special effort to go and see it in 3D, in other words.
No. And in my local one, it was more. It was £10 for 3D.
Oh, blimey.
£8 for the normal one, so...
Well, I think you'll consider that a lesson learned, right?
I will.
You made me think of something. On... Easter Sunday, I went to the Arena Tavern in Letchworth, forgetting that it was a 70s night and a karaoke. And one girl sang so badly that my friend said to me, "God, I've never heard anyone sing so flat." And I said, "I know. She's singing so flat. She's actually singing in 2D." That's just interesting that you managed to bring that one thing up. On Saturday night, I went to Club 85 in Hitchin and saw some bands, not least of which were a band called the Zipheads, who are from South Hertfordshire and are a three-piece rockabilly stroke cyclery band. And again, Paul gets it wrong, it was a special hat party, so I was wearing hats. And I've been wearing my hat quite a bit recently, but decided on that occasion not to. So I was one of the only people at that party without a hat on. The Zipheads, lead singer and double bass player, I don't know if he's lead singer actually, but the double bass player, had one of the biggest sombreros I'd ever seen. It must have been 4.5 feet across.
Nice.
It was very, very impressive. And it was also Saturday night, it was also St. George's Day, but nobody cared. There was hardly anything to do with St. George's Day this year. It was more annoying than ever. The press ignored it. And one of the reasons was obviously that it coincided with Easter as well. Another reason was that there's this royal wedding on Friday, which I imagine you'll be glued to your set watching.
No.
But also, this is interesting, the Church of England didn't celebrate St. George's Day on St. George's Day.
All right.
When it falls close to Easter, they celebrate it not the Monday after, but they celebrate it the Monday after Easter Monday. So the Church of England will be celebrating St. George's Day on the 2nd of May.
May Day?
Yes.
Nice.
That's right. Which gives me another reason to celebrate, so I shall be celebrating again in fine style. I'm very disappointed this year. It's been particularly nothing, hasn't it?
Oh, you see, I found the opposite. Because this might just be because we moved to the city for the first time, but we walked into town on the Saturday and there was a massive parade.
Oh, fantastic.
Bloke dressed as a dragon, we had Robin Hood walking around, I didn't even know he was still alive. And King and St. George was there, and the big flag was on the front of the town hall.
The townhouse.
Whatever you call it, council town hall.
Thing in the square.
The big thing with the lions on it. Yeah. Yeah, so it was a massive celebration. It was an all-day event as well. They had some classic English folk music playing and stalls. Massive crowd of people.
So, A, I was clearly in the wrong city on Saturday.
Yeah.
And B, when I asked you what you did over Easter, all you said was you went to see Thor. But quite clearly, you'd been involved in the St. George's Day parade.
I saw Robin Hood and Thor. It's been very medieval.
That's terrific. Well, you never cease to amaze me. Hey Tone, here's a band that never ceased to amaze me. Well, they don't anymore, they're not going anymore, but they did. There's a band called The Briefs. Played a few songs by them before. This is from, I think, their first ever album, What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Briefs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheBriefs.
It is? Ooh. And I should ask you what the Parkinson's website is as well, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Parkinson's.co.uk?
No, it's not. It's the-parkinson's.com. So it's probably being Internet 3, Tony 1, and this is Run the Other Way. I should just say, Tony, that the Parkinsons are getting back together for a limited number of gigs. I think they're going to see how it goes, basically, starting on May the 28th at the Boston Music Rooms in Tufnell Park, which is where a lot of the bands we play seem to play these days. And so it means that it does include the return of the one and only Victor Torpedo and the rather excellent Eric Baconstrip, who seems to rock up in quite a few of the things that I get involved in. And hello to both of you. I'm going to get straight on with the next song, Tone. You will notice it's a punk show this week, as threatened last week. I said, look, we've been messed about too much. Let's just do an entire punk show. And we have done that. So far, we've had the Fuckwits from the UK, X-Ray Specs from the UK, the Parkinsons, who, although lived in the UK, were from Portugal, France, and somewhere else. The Briefs from the US. And so I thought, hey, why not have a little thing from Sweden called TVI? That was TVI, Tony, and the title track from their album Nice People, which we've now featured at least 10 tracks off, but it's all right because there's 31 on there. What is TVI's website?
TVImusic.com?
No, TVI.se. as in Sweden. Which makes it poorly being internet for Tony One. I am just going to run through a couple of things that I've missed out. The X-Ray Specs track Warrior in Woolworths I got from an anthology, which is also called Germ-Free Adolescence, which came out in 2001, and it's absolutely brilliant. The Parkinson's track was taken from their album Reason to Resist, and TVI, as I said, is taken from Nice People. Now, Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
Yes. So another week, another 12 bar gigs. 12 Bar is on Denmark Street in London, as always, not moved. And tomorrow, Wednesday, 27th of April, Itchy Teeth are playing. How much do you think that one is?
£6.
It is £6. On Thursday, 28th of April, Tankus the Henge, Bobo Bells, James Bryant, and The Beautiful Word. This Hieronymus Bish Bosh presents night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. Friday, as I mentioned last week, the Bleach Boys are playing with Shag Nasty and Dirt Royale, and more to be confirmed. This is a Chog Town and London Calling presents tonight, so it's going to be fairly decent.
And I may well be there.
Ah, okay.
I have been promising to go and see the Bleach Boys and let them down. I was going to go on Saturday to see Bleach Boys Vibrators, but got talked into going out and hitching instead, and I am going to try and make it down this Friday.
Okay. So how much do you think you were paying for that?
I'd probably pay £6.
You would be. And Saturday, 30th April, the Holy Hack Jacks, Grapes of Wrath, Viva Las Vegas, and more acts be confirmed. It's another London Calling night. So yet again, how much do you think that is?
Well, I like the sound of it, Tony, not least because the Holy Hack Jacks are named after a fantastic Demented Argo track, and it's something that I could be tempted into going into as well, but have another plan as it goes. I'll go £6.
It is £6. Skipping Sunday because there's nothing advertised. Monday, so Bank Holiday Monday, 2nd of May. Petit Mort, Test Parks, rather, and Jerry Tropicana. That's all I've got for that one. How much do you think that is?
£6?
No, £5.
Oh, cheeky.
Cheeky, yeah.
I thought I was on for a white one.
I did. And finally, next Tuesday, 3rd of May, something beginning with an L. Paul Hawkins and the Awkward Silences, Joe Murphy and more to be confirmed.
Something beginning with an L?
Yeah, that's the name. Something beginning with an L.
That is the name of the band, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Something that you can't actually pronounce.
No. Right. As if I do that. that's a blank night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is. That, yeah, and that concludes.
I didn't do badly. That concludes, of course, Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a gig I might be going to on Saturday. I think it's on Saturday, which is it's in Vauxhall, and it features it's a Lord Muck's Nasty Grind night, and it features Electric Cox and Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. Electric Cox, of course, being the band of John Codger, who is dreamy, and Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, one of my new favourites. I'm going to see if I can get in a... My God, I could get in a right mess this, because I haven't got any gigs till Sunday.
Okay.
Sorry, that's what I should... I've got Friday and Saturday off this week, so I've earmarked them as gig time, but you never know with me. Things. I can't promise anything anymore, like I used to. I'm going to get on with the next track. This is a band who don't just promise, they deliver. We played one of their tracks before. They've... I think they might have split up now as well. A band called Annihilation Time. I think they might have split up in 2009, but they've got a kind of... I don't know whether it's a reissue or a best of, but anyway, we played a track of it the other week. The reason I say this is because it came through as a download rather than a physical CD. So, basically, I can't remember. What I want to know is, what is Annihilation Time's website?
AnnihilationTime.com.
No, AnnihilationTime.net. Probably being Internet 5, Tony One. This is The Worm. We'll be right back. Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us, thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did I mention you were listening to the Dead 60s in the last bit?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, you were.
Okay.
We'll probably replace that bed with Marv.
Right.
Maybe, maybe not. They're so good. I like to hear it, but they're not going anymore and etc.
Yeah, true.
Now, I've already kind of said what I'm hopefully doing this weekend. Well, I'd put down for April the 30th. I hope it is this Saturday, because I'd put the Electric Cox and Pussycat and Dirty Johnsons. I'd abbreviate it to Pussy and Cock.
Nice.
May the 1st, Tony, this Sunday in Bedford, is the runners-up final of the Last Minute Comedy New Comedian of the Year competition, and features 9 acts who all came second or okay. were really, really good in their heat. So it's going to be an absolutely brilliant show. It's at the pad, doors open at 7:30. It's £8 to get in, and your £8 includes, after the show, an A to Z of alternative music club night, of which I am one of the DJs.
Okay, cool.
The last one was absolutely terrific. If you've got no plans for Sunday, make that your plan. Let's face it, the 12 bar aren't telling you what's on, so I'm telling you right now,
exactly.
Come to Bedford, it's going to be terrific. On the 2nd of May, Monday, I'll be going to Tiverton. It's their 5th anniversary show, and it's me, a guy called Craig Murray, who's really good, and a guy called Rob Deering, who was on Celebrity Wipeout at the weekend.
Nice.
Amongst other things. I didn't see it, I just know that he was. So anyway, that's that. You doing anything this week?
Don't think so. We went to state agents today, so we've officially kicked off the looking for houses again.
Right.
So maybe doing some more viewings, kind of whenever they can get back to us. Failing that, may pop out for a day, because we meant last week to go out for someone to look at somewhere we haven't seen yet in England for St George's Day, but we didn't do it for it to Nottingham instead. So we might still swing by somewhere, take the car out for a spin. Any excuse really, take the car out for a spin.
Still loving that car, aren't you?
Yeah. So that's about it, really. Nothing
concrete. Well, that's nice. You've given all the listeners something to join in on there. They can either watch you drive past them or watch you flat hunting, house hunting, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
There's an old Tony, you're all heart.
I know.
You're Tony Hart. This is Lost Brigands.
Tell me what to do, 'cause I don't like you.
You're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lost Brigands and a track called Nothing to Do. Again, I haven't got a lot of information about it because in the same way that I got the Annihilation Time one as a complete download as I did the Fuckwits, what's happening now is that there's X amount of labels that rather than send you a CD, they send you a link to the whole album to download. So I end up with music all over my laptop and not physically in front of me. So I forget what's on what and why it's on. And anyway, that's that. And it's another punk track and it's brilliant. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Lost Brigands.
It is.
Yeah.
Despite the pronunciation.
Brigands.
Yeah. It's LOSBRIGANDS. Cracking band. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Bad?
I know. Not over a couple of weeks now. Starting to get a bit concerned that we're living in a twatless society.
I can tell you that's not the case.
So I don't think it is either, so please.
They're still out there, they're just not getting written about.
Yeah. So please do write about them and email him to me. So I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It's that simple, really. Get them email now. But in the meantime, I do have another gig guide that I'd like to talk about.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International gig guide
Part 2? Yeah. So this is from the Independent Creative Movement. It says, "Hi, thanks again for the shout out about the Punk for Japan compilation. I was hoping you fellas would be kind enough to pimp the ICM/Choke on This all day we've got coming up on the 30th of April for Punk for the Homeless. It's at the Flag on Station Road in Watford. It's from 2 p.m. until the place shuts at 1 a.m. Lineup is Radiating Eyes, The Blissettes, Steve White and the Protest Family, Egos at the Door, Saving Sebastian, Constant Source of Disappointment, Scurvy, Freedom Faction, Police Brutality, Born to Destruct, and more. It's donation entry, so pay what you can afford, but suggested donation is a fiver."
We've played some Freedom Faction before.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'd known about that in advance, I may have been able to dig the CD out. I'll tell you what, I'll try and get a Freedom Faction track on for next week.
Okay. Cool. But that's basically the 30th, that's Sunday, that's Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. In Watford.
In Watford, at the Flag.
Well, that'll be cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's another option I've got now. God dear. I have just found... Oh, sorry, does that conclude...
Tony's.
Yeah, go on.
Yes, it does.
Do it yourself. You can do it. Hang
on. Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2.
Beautifully done. And I have just realised that I had this email to I completely forgot about, which I think you're going to quite like. This is from Robbie.
Okay.
Titled Review.
Ooh.
Hi, Paul and Ton.
Cool.
As a long time listener, I thought it was about time I sent a review. Definitely 5 stars to you, chats. Love the chit chat. The music is great, and you've introduced me to some fine bands. As a punk fan of old, when I moved to New Zealand, or Poo Wee Land when I'm homesick, I lost interest a bit, as decent punk is hard to find here. Imagine my wonderment as I discovered Punky a couple of years back. Nice one, boys. Cheers from little Robbie. P.S. Paul, tell Tony to shut up. He don't half go on.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So I don't know whether that has been a review on iTunes or whether he's just sent that, but anyway, thank you very much, little Robbie, and I'm sorry I haven't read that out sooner. I should have done it at the start of the show. Anyway, I've read it now. I'll just say, please do review us at iTunes. It does really, really help. I might have some interesting information next week about an internet radio station, but
okay.
I'm keeping it under wraps for now. What I'm going to do now, though, is get on with the last track this week, Tony. Recently, I haven't gone a week without playing something from Japan Files, and this is no exception. I wanted punk all the way through, and there's some fantastic Japanese punk. Go to japanfiles.com to find out more. It's a really easy site to use. The amount of music you can download there is terrific, and it's cheap, and it's brilliant. And this band are no exception. They are Cannibal Rabbit. You might remember we played them before. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
myspace.com/cannibalrabbit.
Oh, it might be, but I don't want a MySpace page. Sorry. What's the website? So
cannibalrabbit.com.
I'll give you a point by default there. At the moment, it's Tony 3, Polybean Internet 5.
Okay.
Hey, tell you what, for 2 points, what's Cannibal Rabbit's website?
Cannibalrabbit.jp.
Oh, good idea. No, once again, it's cannibal-rabbit.com. I've got you with three
There's
dashes.
Damn dashes.
You've got damn dashes. Polybean Internet 7, Tony 3. I gave you the option to draw level there. It was a long shot, I grant you. This is TV. Thanks very much for listening this week. I hope you've enjoyed. Well, it's actually, it seems a bit weird calling it a punk special on Punky Radio, but it has been a punk special. I've got a great band for you next week, mate. They're not punk at all. That I was switched on to by a certain listener in Chicago, and I'm loving them. I also would really like some of your jokes and poems if you start switching your laptops on again and paying attention. Send them to paulybeat@punkyradio.com. Type your email, either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. About time we had some. It'd be nice if we got one or two for the 300th show, in fact, so do get on with stuff. There's some other things we'd like you to do as well. What are they, Tony?
Reviewers at iTunes is always top of the list. Please do review us, 5 stars only, as we read them out. As mentioned, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. You'll take your way to iTunes on a music store. You need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account. After that, it's all free, so please do reviews. Also, need kindly need your podcast alley board. Suspect it's broken. So try to vote for us. If it doesn't work, can you drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com, letting me know that it is fucked.
Yes. And instead, go to Facebook, go to Punky Radio, like the Facebook page, and leave us a comment or your favourite track or whatever you want to do.
Mm. Yep.
And you want twat.
And I want twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and who is, and prove to me we're not living in David Cameron's Twatless Society, whatever he calls it. And get the memes in to me now.
I will hopefully see one or two of you either on Friday or Saturday, or both, at either the 12 Bar or that place in Vauxhall whose name escapes me, but it's a Lord Muck's Nasty Grind Night. I'm going to try and get the both of them. Let's see what happens. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.